Hello, everyone, again, and welcome to the podcast today on this Tuesday. It is the 27th day of April. Joanne, I'm glad to have you along with me today. It's just been a wonderful time in the Word of God, and so I'm going to do a little bit deeper study today. You might want to put on your nerd glasses and just kind of get into more of a study thinking mode, because we went into the parable of the soil. And so we'll crack that open in just a few minutes. If you notice, I didn't post a podcast yesterday. And in lieu of that, I was invited to do a video that is posted on my Facebook page. And it's with Maria LaCrone, the pastor at our church, women's pastor. So you know what? I am on Facebook. If you are listening from another nation or another continent, you can friend me on Facebook, Joanne McCoy Davis. I would love to meet you and interact with you that way. So, and that video also is posted on my Facebook page. It was a great time talking about worship. But today we're talking about the parable of the soil. It's found in Matthew 13. Mark 4 and Luke 8. Actually, it's called the parable of the sower, you know, like sowing seed, scattering seed. And as much as I like that title, I kind of focus more on the four different kinds of soils because they represent people's hearts. And how can you receive the seed, which is the Word of God? Well, it depends on the condition of our heart. I was in a situation last night where I was just seeing that God sends us out into the world. And Jesus even said, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. And not everyone has a softened heart yet. Not everyone's heart is in a really good place to receive Jesus Christ. So not only does our Father and Jesus scatter the seed of the word in our hearts, we are also sowers ourselves. We are the ones scattering the seeds of the kingdom whenever we go out. I'll start out with some of these verses. One of the ones was the Lord led me to today was found in Titus chapter 3. You know, just talking about showing people grace. They don't understand whenever we show them unconditional love, whenever we show them grace that they don't deserve, and we're even happy to do it. They're not used to receiving that kind of forgiveness. And actually, the scripture must be in the New Living Translation. Let's see if I can find it there. I'll bet that's what it was. I'll bet I read it from a different translation. Sometimes you look at it, it's like, that doesn't look like what I read. There it is. Titus 3 in the New Living Translation, beginning with verse 3. We have to remember that once we too were foolish and disobedient, we were misled and we became slaves to many lusts and pleasures. Our lives were full of evil and envy, and we hated each other. But when God our Savior revealed His kindness and love, He saved us, not because of the righteous things that we have done, but because of His mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us new birth and new life through the Holy Spirit. He generously poured out the Spirit upon us through Jesus Christ our Savior. And because of His grace, He made us right in His sight. He gave us confidence that we will inherit eternal life. So, I mean, we've got it figured out. We've understood that we didn't deserve the kindness and grace. We were maybe like some of the people we run into. Maybe that's how we treated God, you know, before we understood His love and His grace. But God was still patient and kind and loving with us. And so, therefore, we can have great joy in being patient, loving, and kind with others. I also read the verse in 1 John chapter 5. You know, it says that, you know, we don't keep sinning because we know that Jesus holds on to us securely and the wicked one cannot touch us. You know, when we go into those contexts, we're walking in right relationship with the Lord. We know that no matter what we run into with people, that they can't touch us. The wicked one cannot touch us. We're held securely in the hand of Jesus Christ. So as we go into this parable of the soil, I think today I was seeing us as the ones who are scattering the seeds. Okay. And so Jesus told this parable that I believe is foundational, because in Luke chapter 8, when the disciples came to him and said, "Would you explain to us the meaning of the parable?" Jesus said, "You don't understand this parable? Well, then how will you understand all the parables? How will you understand the rest if you don't get this one?" And I can remember back early on in my Christian life when the Lord took me to this passage of scripture. It was like scripture just opened up and I understood it. And I believe that this particular teaching of Jesus is foundational on so many levels. Not only the conditions of the heart, but how to keep the seed of the Word of God, you know, and steward it well so that it can produce fruit in our life. You know, whether it's God trying to put His Word in us or whether we're trying to scatter the Word to others, just having a greater understanding of how the kingdom works. This is a good parable to study. That's why I said, you know, put on your nerd glasses and just dig deep into this one. Jesus isn't boring, and neither is His Word. So anyway, let's go into this parable. I'm going to read it from Luke chapter 8, I guess. Jesus said, "A sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, or the hardened path, and it was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it. Some fell on rock, and as soon as it sprang up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. But others fell on good ground. It sprang up and yielded a crop 100-fold. And when he said these things, it says he cried out, 'He who has ears to hear, let him hear.' And so the disciples came and asked him about the parables. And he said to them, 'To you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest it is given in parables, that seeing they may not see and hearing they may not understand.'" Was Jesus purposefully withholding because he didn't want them to see or he didn't want them to understand? No, he wants everyone to see. He wants everyone to understand. But he often would speak in a parable because there's a hidden mystery in the parable that those who will come closer and come in just a little bit more might uncover what that mystery means. But for those who really aren't interested, he hasn't poured out his oil for those who will disregard it. But I believe there's something else going on here. I think this is something that Bill Johnson explains well, is that truth can be very direct and it can almost come out very hard. But the truth without love is really hard to swallow because our sin convicts us. Our sin can even condemn us. And so maybe there's some grace at work here. Whenever Jesus is explaining or when he is giving a parable, he's not giving truth in such a way that his listeners feel condemned by their sin. And instead, it is veiled in such a way that, hey, maybe there's something here for me. Maybe I'll come in a little bit closer. And that heart then is more hopeful and expectant. Okay, so maybe parables are given because Jesus is gracious, you know, to the listeners as well. So anyway, he starts explaining this. The seed is the Word of God. And, you know, I wrote a book on Bible studies, and this was like chapter 5, where I went into this parable in detail. And I probably anyone reading this, they kind of got bogged down and they may have quit after chapter 5. But if you're in a place where you can close your eyes, I think sometimes we need to get an imagery of this. If you can, just picture God or Jesus with a burlap woven bag of seed, and the strap is slung across his shoulders. And as he passes by us or people, he reaches his hand into the bag and he takes out a handful of sand. And then with a sweeping motion, he He scatters the seed and lets it fall. I don't know if you've ever scattered grass seed on your lawn that way. You just kind of fling it out and it all spreads out and it lightly falls to the ground. But you know what? There's a higher spiritual reality where Jesus is planting the seed of God's word in the different hearts. And the condition of the heart determines what will grow and what will produce fruit. Because we've got four different conditions of heart here. We've got the hardened heart, the stony path. Seed can't go in. It's been the path has been trampled down so much it's hard. And the seed just kind of sits there. And it's real easy for the birds of the air, which is the devil, to sweep down and devour the seed before it would ever go in and even have a chance to grow. Then you've got the stony heart. That's a bunch of rocks. And Jesus explains that these are people who receive the word. They receive the truth with gladness, but there's no soil. There's no earth, dirt in the rocks. And the roots go down and it springs up really quickly. They're happy to receive the truth. But man, the minute the sun comes out, because there's no earth, that plant scorches and it dies. And oftentimes we see people who are real excited about God, but the minute anything difficult comes, they don't have the tough skin. They don't have the stick-to-itiveness. They haven't developed the disciplines that it takes to endure the heat, okay? And disciplines like our prayer life and staying in the Word of God and being faithful in our commitments and serving the Lord, these things grow roots in us that go down deep so that when the heat comes, we don't get scorched, okay? We don't quit. The ones in the thorny soil, you know, the thorns were already in that soil, and the thorns represent, Jesus said, cares, our worries, offenses, riches, the pleasures of life. You know, we can get distracted by the god of this world, mammon, money, or just having pleasure in our life. That those are things that when the word of God comes in, if we don't know how to manage those things, say no to those things, they can choke out the word of God that God plants in us, and it says it brings no fruit to maturity. And then there's the good soil. This is the nice, loamy, crumbly, rich soil. If the seed makes its way into that place of the heart where the soil is good, and you keep the word with a noble and good heart, Jesus says, it will bear fruit with patience. So four different kinds of hearts. And you know, here's what stood out to me today is that even though someone had a hardened heart, he still sowed the seed on it. Even though someone had rocky soil, they had no root in them, he still sowed the seed. Even though they had weeds in their life, he still scattered seed there. And so, you know, what that basically says is they may not get it the first time. You know, that doesn't mean you don't sow the seed. That doesn't mean you don't speak the word. And I feel like the admonishment that the Lord is saying is, you know, you may be sowing a lot of seed. You may be, you know, just doing all you can, and you're not seeing the fruit come to maturity. And they may not get it the first time. You know, keep sowing the seed. Don't quit. Because one of the verses of scripture that I was thinking about earlier today is found in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, where it says, "Let us not grow weary in doing what is good, for at the right time we will reap a harvest of blessing if we do not give up." If we are faithful to continue sowing, even though we may see the different conditions of the heart, it says that we're going to reap a harvest of blessing if we do not quit. So regardless of the result that you're seeing, we just continue and we keep on. You know, I've been all four of those heart conditions. I've been so hardened even against God that even when he tried to reach out to me and be kind to me, I would turn him away because I was so hurt. I mean, I've been so hardened like that, and I've been the rocky soil too, you know, where you get all excited about what God is doing, but man, the minute something hard comes, you tank. It's like you just get knocked out really easily. No thick skin, you know, no root to stay in the fight. I've done that. I've even been the thorny soil, you know, where God would deposit his seed, the seed of his word into me, and then I would get distracted by the things of this life, and I would totally disregard the thing that God was trying to do in life. I've done that to him. It's awful. It's awful to look back, but oh, praise God. Praise God. There's a day that, you know, you fully surrender and you value the things that he's trying to plant in your heart. And you want that to fall in good soil, that so that we can produce that fruit of the kingdom. I'm thankful for the good soil. You know, we farm, and we've had fields that, you know, were pasture. We let them just kind of grow up, set them aside, and then later on you come in and you decide to farm that field. And how do you get that hardened clay? Have you ever tried to garden in clay and try to get something to grow versus, you know, really nice, rich potting soil? You know, how do you get that hardened clay, that fallow ground, into nice, crumbly, rich soil? I want to tell you, we've got this piece of equipment. It's called a plow. And I don't know if you've ever seen the blades on that thing, but man, the power when that thing, when you lower that plow, those blades, they cut into that hardened soil. And I mean, man, once they go in, there's nothing that can stop them. And they go deep, and it cuts, and it's like it lifts up the soil. As the tractor pulls it, it lifts up the soil and it turns it over, and it looks like ribbons, you know, in the field. But man, the cutting is powerful. Is it possible that if our heart is hard, God needs to just take his plow and his coulters and just dig deep into our heart? And it hurts. It's painful. It's a painful process because, you know, even after plowing, the soil is not ready. I want you to know that we have to go over the soil with cultivators and crumblers and things that are going to just keep working it and crushing it down. Selah. Okay, that, you know, if you've got a hardened heart that you want to become good soil, it takes some processing. Okay, it takes a process. But then pretty soon you've got this fine, crumbly soil. It's ready to plant. And then when you put the seed in, it can grow easily, okay, without all the clods. So it's, you know, just the mysteries of the kingdom are very practical to the things that that we experience if our heart is hard. And I believe we can pray, cry out to the Lord, God, I want you to, you know, break up my hard heart, you know, even if it hurts. Even if it hurts, God, do your work in me. Because I'll tell you what, God, if he has to run his scalpel, he knows how to cut without injuring you. Okay. He knows how to go in deep, break up the hardened places, and it hurts so good because it feels so clean and so new. Okay, so he's good. It's about bearing fruit, you know, fruit for the kingdom. You think about the birds swooping down or the offenses that come if the soil does go into the thorny soil, and how the enemy knows that that seed has gone in and he knows the weakness. And so it's like he plays it up, or the persecution that comes on account of the word, you know, with the rocky soil. See, the enemy doesn't want us bearing fruit. And see, it's like a battle for the seed. It's a battle for the fruit, because anytime we bear fruit for the kingdom, it's taken away from his. Okay. So the whole purpose of God sowing his word and sowing his seed is so that people can be saved and so that fruit can be born from it. Here's some good news. You know, if you've been sowing seed, this is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I'm going to switch translations here. Paul is talking about, you know, planting and watering. He says, neither he who plants is anything nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now, he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. Amen. But let's just circle around these verses and see something that you may not have thought of. You notice that one plants and one waters. This is a promise from the Word of God that if you have planted seed, the water is going to come. Okay? God's Word says, if you plant it, He's going to send the water. Someone else is going to come along and water it. Maybe they were seeds that were planted a long time ago, but the water is going to come. Those seeds are going to get wet, and God will bring forth the increase. Okay? So do not give up on the seeds you have planted. Lord, send more water. Just send more rain. Another thing that I love about creation, you know, just meditating on the excellence of God, we learn from creation that the harvest will look like the seed. If you take two elephants, put them together, you don't get a giraffe. If you take two carrot seeds and put them together, you don't get a tomato, okay? Whatever the nature of the seed is determines the harvest, okay? So let's take this to our children, okay? If we sow love, kindness, and patience, the seeds that we sow into our children, we're going to harvest that. On the other hand, if we sow, you know, like, or maybe even with people that we're with, if we sow bitterness, if we sow unkindness or filthy language, okay? If we sow that into people, that has a harvest too, because our words, you know, are seeds as well. So all of the things that we harvest in life may be a result of the seeds that we've planted. Lord, we need your grace, okay? But we also need to praise him that the good seeds that we've sown will bring us a good harvest. I'm going to wrap it up with one more amazing promise, and it's found in Isaiah 55. It's verses 10 and 11. Promise from God. He says, "For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and they do not return there, but they water the earth, they make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater." Let's land on 11. He says, "So shall be my word that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." So God's word, we know it does not return to him void. It's always going to accomplish something. I believe that we just have this promise from the Word of God. You know, the seeds that we sow, it's going to accomplish something. You know, maybe we don't see it the way that we think we're going to see it, but God's word is active and powerful. It's alive and it's seed. And so you just keep sowing, even if the heart is hard, stony, or full of thorns. Hey, you never know. One seed just might wiggle its way down into some good soil. And you know how a plant can kind of grow in a brick wall. You see it so many times. It's like, there's a tree in a wall. What happened there? Well, the root found its way down into the source of soil. It found its way down into moisture, and it grew anyway. Okay? I hope you're encouraged today. God bless you. Until next time.